Tormis, your mobile tour guide. Presented by Contour, the Congress and Tourist Service of the Saarbrücken region. Kindly supported by history. Saarbrücken Castle and Casement. Today's Saarbrücker Schloss, Saarbrücken Castle, unites several architectural styles, including Baroque, Neoclassical, French Renaissance, and Modern, into one harmonious building. In the year 999, a document was signed in Rome mentioning Saarbrücken Castle for the first time. With this document, Emperor Otto III presented the Castellum Saarbrücke to the Diocese of Metz. The district princes and earls of the area, appointed by the Bishop of Metz, would later become the first counts of Saarbrücken. During the course of its long history, the castle was to be rebuilt several times and continually fortified. Around 1536, Count Johann IV had a moat built between castle and city. A few decades later, vaulted chambers known as casemates were built, perfectly shielded from enemy attacks. At the beginning of the 17th century, a Renaissance castle was erected, but even its fortified defensive walls could not prevent it from being severely damaged in 1677. The line of the Counts of Nassau-Saarbrücken became extinct in 1728, so Saarbrücken fell to the Counts of Nassau-Usingen. Prince Wilhelm Heinrich asked the famous architect Friedrich Joachim Stengel to build a Baroque castle ensemble. By 1748, the complex was completed. Today, only parts of it are still standing. Following the example of Versailles, the castle was not to be fortified and closed off, but an open and representative residence that integrated well into the cityscape. It hardly recalled memories of the old fortified castle. During the French Revolution, the castle was burned down to its foundations. In later times, it was even used as a residential building. It was not until the 20th century that restoration began. Work progressed slowly, but since 1989, the castle has been seen in its restored glory, with the avant-garde skeleton of steel as its centerpiece. Today, the castle is used as an administrative center and a venue for the arts, festivities, and conferences. In recent years, the underground fortifications dating back to the times of the Hohenstaufen, as well as the later structures including the casemates from the Renaissance, have been made accessible to the public. 14 meters below the ground, you can now explore the historic fortifications. From the so-called Red Tower dating back to the 13th century, you can walk along mighty bastions and casements to an 18th century prison cell. At several points along the way, you can listen to audio dramatizations of, for example, everyday life at the castle. Thank you very much for your attention. Contour, the Congress and Tourist Service of the Saarbrücken region and history, wish you a pleasant stay. Tormis looks forward to being your guide at your next destination.